You're listening to Principal Broadcasting, featuring the League of Professionals with Muriel Donnelly, weekdays 10 to 4 p.m. with current topics to elevate your career to the next level.
John Stevens here on Principal Broadcasting, and today I have a very special, distinguished guest joining my show. Her name is Dr. Phyllis J. Hefner, and she's working out of the Maryland area. She is a holistic psychiatrist, and she deals with both children, adolescents, adults. So we're going to find out all about what kind of services and issues she's kind of helping the people in Maryland deal with. So without any further ado, let's welcome her to the show. Dr. Hefner, welcome.
Well, thank you very much.
You're very welcome. So Dr. Hefner, could you just maybe give me a brief description of your practice down there in Maryland, holistic child psychiatry? What are you exactly helping the children with?
Well, I am helping children, adolescents, and adults with all kinds of mental health symptoms. Why I call it that is really what I'm looking for is what is the underlying cause for their symptoms. And often it is either a physical condition, a biochemical imbalance, a toxin issue, or some other kind of things, and not just a diagnosis of depression.
Right.
So there's many other things that are causing these symptoms, and I'm looking to see what it is and then treating that underlying cause, which then helps with the symptoms.
Through your experience, I mean, can depression be a sole diagnosis, or through your work down there in Maryland, do you find that depression is oftentimes a symptom of something a little bit larger?
It often is a symptom of something larger. It can be just from depression itself. Certainly, if someone has had a very bad trauma in their life, if there's a genetic tendency in the family. But what I've seen is that often there are other things. I've often seen thyroid problems that cause it. I've often seen biochemical imbalances that seem to cause it. I've seen people that have, either Lyme disease or mold infections or other kind of issues that result in symptoms that look like depression. But when we treat those, the depression goes away.
Now, Dr. Hefner, I'm kind of curious to know, with your clients or your patients, rather, coming in, do you find that with the holistic approach, I mean, have some of your patients kind of exhausted the routine or the normal way of kind of doing these things where they'd go into a psychiatrist and they explain some of their issues and then they'd be written off a prescription for some antidepressant? Do they feel better about themselves when they come to you and get a little more time and get a kind of a holistic approach to their issue and find out that their depression may not have been their problem at all? It may have just been a symptom to something else, like a thyroid issue.
They actually feel very good to find out about that. There's still so much of stigma about mental health.
Right.
They don't like the idea of there being something wrong with them emotionally or mentally.
Right.
And when they find out that it's a medical condition, that also makes them feel better. But also, you're right, they often have been to lots of conventional psychiatrists and been treated either with talk therapy or with medications and haven't done so well. And it's very different often when we get to those root causes. And I've seen some people really make a big turnaround. And sometimes they're still on some medicine. Sometimes we can't get them off all the way, but we can lower it.
Right.
And yet, by making the other changes and things that we do in the holistic realm, they start doing much better, even with less medicine.
Right, which is always a plus. I mean, granted, I completely understand the need for pharmaceutical drugs, but in my opinion, at least, the least you can take, the better, when it comes to especially stuff like mental health drugs, which are usually very strong and sometimes have really long-lasting side effects.
I totally agree. I did conventional psychiatry for 24 years before I switched. So I know the realm very well. And there's so many side effects with these medications. It really is more like a Band-Aid if they work at all.
Right.
Because it doesn't solve the underlying problem. And they still have, if they had thyroid problems before, they still have them. If they had something called pyrrole disorder, which is a biochemical imbalance, they still have it. And that doesn't go away just by treating it with the psychiatric medications.
So in essence, if somebody, let's just say, is in that predicament where the depression or the anxiety isn't necessarily their problem, but a symptom, but they're taking these medications for depression or anxiety. It's just really fixing that symptom. It's not necessarily fixing the problem.
If it helps the symptom,
right.
True.
So,
but sometimes it doesn't even do that. Sometimes it just causes side effects or does nothing.
Now, Dr. Hefner, I mean, in your extensive experience in this field, do you find when it comes to mental health pharmaceuticals, are these drugs like, for instance, if you're taking a certain drug, let's just say Xanax, just to use an example, do these drugs ever plateau in essence? I mean, do you need to take more of them to kind of get the same effects? Are these drugs meant to be long-lasting, long-term solutions, or are these just, like you said before, Band-Aids?
They were never meant to be long-lasting medications, but unfortunately, often when someone gets on them, they end up staying on them. And you picked a really interesting example, because Xanax is one that is addictive, and people need to get higher and higher doses to get the same effect. And then if they ever stop, they can have pretty bad withdrawal from that medication.
Wow.
There are other medicines that don't have the same kind of addiction, but still can have withdrawal symptoms when they stop it, and still sometimes end up needing to increase doses or change because the effect wears off.
Now, Dr. Hefner, in your practice, what sort of issues do you find your patients coming in with the most? I mean, do you see a lot of anxiety and depression?
Those are probably some of the most common things, is anxiety and depression, and as young as, you know, 3- and 4-year-olds.
Wow.
But I also work with people with attention deficits. I work with people with autism. I work with people that have psychotic symptoms or bipolar symptoms. And then I get people that come in just because they have some other kind of issues, like if they have thyroid problems or
right.
some problems with leaky gut, because I also do functional medicine.
Oh, wow. You're just a jack of all trades over there.
But you do the holistic work, you have to actually be able to look at the whole body.
Well, what I've loved about the holistic approach is really, if I'm being honest, it's just the time that you doctors take for your patients. I can't tell you how many doctors I've been to that, you know, you speak to a nurse for 10 to 15 minutes and then the doctor pops in for a minute or two. Just basically tells you what's going on with you, writes your prescription, pops out, and on to the next patient. I just enjoy and really generally love the time that you guys spend with your patients. I think it's great.
The first time I see a patient, I'm with them at least 2 hours.
Wow.
Follow-ups are somewhere between 30 minutes to an hour, sometimes more. I give a lot of time to my patients.
Now, Dr. Hefner, we have to end the show in just about a minute, but where can people find your services online? Do you have a website or anything like that, a Facebook page?
I do. I have both of them. My website is www.holisticchildpsychiatry.com, and the webpage is Holistic Child Psychiatrist on Facebook.
So those are the websites, holisticchildpsychiatry.com, and they type in the same thing on Facebook, and they can find you there.
Yes, it's Holistic Child Psychiatrist on Facebook.
Gotcha. Dr. Phyllis J. Hefner, down there in Maryland, thank you so much for coming on and really giving us a lively discussion about the differences between a holistic approach to a more conventional approach. I think anybody out there who's suffering from any kind of mental illness or feels just a little down and out, you can only get better by going to somebody who deals with in the holistic realm. So again, Dr. Hefner, thank you so much for what you're doing down there, and we really appreciate it and wish you the best of luck.
This is Principal Broadcasting, the professional's choice.